Chapter 3, Pursuing Your Woman's Desire, Oneness. Let's begin this chapter with this scripture reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." When I turned to Christ at age 23, terms such as one flesh sounded quite strange to me. What in the world is that? I wondered. Yet the phrase was uttered so often from the pulpit and in my Sunday school marriage class that I figured everyone knew what it meant. When I asked around, however, I saw many vacant expressions. Furthermore, I noticed that many married couples didn't seem to be emotionally close, so they surely weren't of one flesh. Oneness was clearly not automatic, nor even semi-automatic, after the marriage vows were made. I remember once talking with Al, a bachelor who hoped to marry one day. "I want a guarantee that marriage and sex will only be successful and never fail," Al mused. "I come from a healthy family, and I want only the best." "Oh, really?" I replied by reminding Al that he, as head of the home, was the guarantor of a successful marriage. "If you want success, it's yours. You must merely submit to oneness in reverence to Christ. While no small task, at least it's your choice." I don't know if Al ever made it to the altar, but I do know this. Too few couples achieve oneness because of the many obstacles they encounter. Achieving emotional closeness has little to do with emotions. It has everything to do with actions. Oneness has terms. Comply with the terms, and emotional closeness follows. If you don't comply, the emotions will die. We need to act right, or, more precisely, act righteously. If we do, the feelings follow. Brenda's feelings for me had died. The feelings she spoke about were not of oneness, but of the intimate feelings that flow from oneness. When it came time to revive those feelings, I had to do more than buy flowers and take her out for a candlelit dinner, although those things had their place. I had to act as if we were one. When I did, the feelings of intimacy returned.